A man has appeared before a special sitting of Killarney District Court charged with attempted theft and deception. 20-year-old Noah Jake Woolley, with an address at New Road, Belper, Amber Valley, Derbyshire, UK, was charged. Journalist Anne Lucy was in court and is with me on the line. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Can you tell us about what transpired in court?
Yeah, it was a special sitting of Killarney District Court yesterday, and we were told that what was taking place was part of an ongoing investigation into alleged investment fraud and deception. And a 20-year-old man appeared before the court, and we were told he had, this is a 20-year-old Noah Jake Woolley, and he's an address in Derbyshire in the UK. And we were told he had no ties to the country, and he had travelled on a one-way flight from Birmingham to Dublin. And we were told, allegedly, he had been caught red-handed trying to collect money from an elderly man, a 79-year-old man, in Killoglan, County Kerry, on Friday, and had been arrested by Gardaí. Now, the evidence in court was given by Killoglan Garda Éamon Prindeville, and two charges were outlined. One was to commit theft, and this is an indictable offence, and it could carry up to 10 years. And the other charge then was a deception charge, and it is that he dishonestly, by deception, induced a man to withdraw 9,500 in cash from his bank account to hand over to Noah Jake Woolley with the intention of making a gain. Now, Gardaí wanted Woolley remanded in custody, and they outlined their objections. They said this was a very serious charge, and they also gave the maximum penalties of 5 or 10 years. They believed he was a flight risk. They said he had no fixed Irish address. He had no connection to this jurisdiction in terms of employment or social welfare claims. And they're saying a file from the DPP was awaited. Now, Padraig O'Connell, the man's solicitor, said his client had no previous convictions in this country or any other. His parents, who were in court yesterday in Killarney, had travelled from Derbyshire and were there to support him, and he's a one-year-old child, we were told. Now, it also emerged under cross-examination that Woolley had given a false name and address to Gardaí when first approached. And he had no return flight book, and there was some evidence on his phone, Garda Prindeville said, that he was going to go on to Spain. And we were told, basically, that the injured party was a 79-year-old man who was caring for two vulnerable adults. And Garda Prindeville said Woolley was caught red-handed trying to collect the money from the injured party. Now, there was other details emerged. The facts of the case were not outlined fully after an objection by an attempt by the Gardaí, but an objection by Padraig O'Connell to this. But nevertheless, Garda Prindeville, under cross-examination, said that Woolley had a substantial amount of cash on his person, and that Gardaí suspected there were more injured parties, and that further charges were to be brought. Now, he was remanded. He was remanded on custody with consent to bail. The judge said there was a presumption of innocence and the man had no previous convictions. But she set sort of, stringent enough terms, a cash lodgement of €2,500 and also a surety of €5,000. And there are several conditions, including that he not contact the injured party in any way.
Okay, where we'll hear more in relation to this. Okay, that's District Court next Wednesday.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, what was that about the bail, Anne?
Yeah, that the money, the man's mother said that she had the money in her account for the surety and would be lodging in court the $2,500 by Monday morning. So that's where it is, and it's up again on Wednesday.
Okay, great. And thanks for telling us the details on that. That's journalist Anne Lucy, who was there in the special sitting of Killarney District Court yesterday, where that man appeared before the sitting of the court, charged with attempted theft and deception.